Hello, you have tuned in to the Moody Richard Show, and I'm Dave Pop, and I'll be your host for this next hour. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Before I get started, though, I'd like to put out there a great big thank you to all of those who had some generosity in them and donated during our spring pledge drive. We sincerely appreciate it, so thank you again. Tonight's show, I'll be playing some Ray Charles, some Bob Dylan, Jesse Winchester, Leonard Cohen, Gordon Lightfoot. There'll be some Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, David Grisman Quintet, Dr. John, and we'll have Wilson the Wicked Picket. Well, let's get this show started.
Really be the end to be stuck inside of Batmobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that, but then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed-built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted, and wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the tea preacher looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him. Then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the rain man gave me two cures, then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine, the other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need. but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen clam. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
It took $100 off her friend. She got a little nested when her daddy died, and now they're living on the dividend. Ellen is the chairman of the children's fund. She is the biggest donor, don't you know? I recall the day the drinks were on the house, when Ellen finally beat the tennis pro. But it's a shame about him. It's a shame about him. Well, he's trying so hard and he still just can't win. It's a shame about him. Yes, it's a shame about him. It was back in Eisenhower's second term, before they put old Elvis in a tank. And Ellen married Bill and Sarah's oldest boy. The wedding was good news down at the bank. Bill Jr. wasn't half a man his father was. He just let the business go to hell. And if Ellen had waited in and taken charge, the family would have probably had to sell. But it's a shame about him. Trying so hard and he still just can't win. It's a shame about him. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, it's a shame about him. Well, I just saw Bill Jr. in the bank today. He's put on an awful lot of weight. He was off to see his lawyer so he couldn't talk. Already he was half an hour late. But Marjorie the teller says the rumor is Ellen told Bill Jr. that they're through. I'll watch and see. Without that man to hold her down, but there was just no telling what she'd do. but it's a shame about him. It's a shame about him. When he's trying so hard and he still just can't win, it's a shame about him. Yes, it's a shame about him.
My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. Sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. Grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, you hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song. friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
We started tonight's show with Ray Charles from 1959. What did I say? After that, we had Bob Dylan, Stuck Inside a Mobile Again, he was. And then we had Jesse Winchester, It's a Shame About Him. And we ended the set with Leonard Cohen, Tower of Song. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, broadcasting from Bella Vista Studios in Round Mountain in Redding, California. And we are a listener-supported, volunteer-based, local community radio station. Back to the songs.
It was only yesterday when I heard the teacher say, patiently, one and two make three. We were children, you and me. Let us pray for the ones they call the children of today. Nothing left but promises, nothing much is certain. All we see is want to need across the board. Why, thank you, Lord, we're living in the glory of your care. Skies of blue have all sound of sighing, Lord, abide, let us stem the tide. A broken dream, sometimes you seem to tell us it's too late for praying. See the ocean wild and blue. Think of all that's in her. She will not surrender to the likes of us. But then she must, they tell us, wise men tell us, it's too late. For each child with eyes that smile, there'll be 10 more. Let us stem the tide of helplessness. But then I guess we're living. Is it too late for trying? Nothing here but grains of sand, nothing much worth saving. Guess we've all got problems of our own to bear. Still we share, tomorrow could get better than today. To the ones who loved in vain, will you be
stem the tide of broken dreams. Sometimes you seem to tell us it's too late for prayer.
There are blues you get from from women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself.
Yourself.
There are blues you get much quicker when you're drinking lots of liquor and somebody goes and knocks it off the shelf.
The shelf, and there are blues you get when everything's in hock. When your girlfriend doesn't answer when you knock.
There are blues you get from getting in a taxi cab and fretting every time you hear the bumper jump box.
Jump clock, and there are blues you get from trying to keep you up from dying and he afterwards forgets you in his will.
There are blues you get from kisses when you're walking with your missus and another girl shouts, "Hi, Bill!"
Hi, Bill!
But the blues that make you want to shake, 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 shiver. The blues that make you want to jump down in the river. The blues my naughty baby gave to me. Oh, yeah! Blues my naughty baby gave to me.
Thank you.
We started that last set off with Gordon Lightfoot from his 1974 album Sundown, and the song was Too Late for Praying. Then we had Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. The Blues My Naughty Baby Gave to Me. And we ended the set with the David Grisman Quintet, Asahandro. Just a reminder here, tomorrow, Sunday, May 19th, KKRN, in collaboration with Miracle Mile Records, we're going to be having a spring music festival fundraiser. It's going to be held at the Old City Hall on 1313 Market Street, there in Redding, California. The hours are between 3 and 6 p.m. A $10 donation at the door would be appreciated. There's going to be beer, wine, food, and music. The performers will be Jim Dyer, Anna Jay, Annie Cody, and Honeybee. We hope to see you there. Back to some more songs.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, else they're just too lazy. Je suis le grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of their rope. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Sang a man a con, me kill a con con. Walk on gilded splinters. Did I put a roll out my coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put gree-gree on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, and I can make you stutter. Think about a corn, me kill it, corn, corn. Walk on, kill the splinter. Walk on, me kill it, corn, corn. Walk on, kill the splinter.
Did I burn up?
Landlord found me a ton of don't go. diabo, tira a poeira. Walk on, get the spinners, Coco Roby Show. Down at the Swaree on the bayou. In your pare, your mare, your meme, your pon diablo. Mame, your peme, your pon diablo. Crank on the bra. Enjoy all the chandel. Still a ficarabo. Let's coast and long. Finny, let it come. Tidabuera,
Tidabuera,
Tidabuera. Give the splinters, walk on, give the splinters. Family fan a cold and long. Still I feel crabbles on the brows. Pile in the mile and man, 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 too. Un pobre diablo crank on the brow. Pile in the mile and man, man, man,
Be the one you love.
Okay, we started that final set with Dr. John, I Walk on Gilded Splinters. Then we had Wilson, The Wicked Picket from 1970, Engine Engine, number 9. And we closed the show the same way we opened it, with Ray Charles from 1958, Nighttime is the Right Time. Be with the one you love, and I hope everybody is with the one they love tonight. Okay, you've been listening to The Moody Richard Show, and I'm Dave Pop, and I've been your host this last hour, and I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you found the show somewhat enjoyable. Again, thank you to all of those who were so generous with your donations during our pledge drive. Stay tuned to KKRN, and tonight we'll have Don Cooper from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. medicating your ears with some very smooth jazz. Have yourself a great, great Saturday night and an even better Sunday. Till next week, farewell.